Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WBIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, a local university celebrates 25 years of helping women with children get a college education. And a local filmmaker remembers Robert Redford's contributions to film. It's Thursday, September 18th. Let's get into it. First, we have some overnight breaking news today. In rural Pennsylvania, three officers have been killed and two wounded in a deadly shooting. Tom Reese has more for WBIA.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Paris said five officers were shot while responding to a domestic-related situation. A suspect is also dead. The scene is in rural York County, where another police officer was killed in February after responding to an active shooter inside a hospital. Paris said that incident is still fresh in officers' minds.
In being here today with our law enforcement family for the second time in 2025, I'd just like to say on a very personal note, our hearts and prayers go out to them.
Pennsylvania police said they're investigating with the FBI. Reporting from Harrisburg, I'm Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. We'll keep that story updated at WBIA.org. Next, Robert Redford died on Tuesday at 89 years old. A Northeast Pennsylvania-based film producer only met him in passing, but Redford's famed film festival helped boost his career. WBIA's Boris Krauchniuk has more from filmmaker Robert May about Redford's influence.
Decades ago, actor Robert Redford helped grow the Sundance Film Festival in a small Utah town to encourage independent filmmakers. He renamed an existing film festival after the character he played in the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Sundance screened small films, but grew so big it's no longer in Utah. Regardless, Luzerne County's Robert May understands what the legendary actor-director's film festival meant to small filmmakers like him. May was a key producer behind a couple of movies that debuted at Sundance, including The Station Agent, which jump-started the career of future Game of Thrones actor Peter Dinklage. Around here, May was the driving force behind Kids for Cash, which chronicled the local juvenile detention system scandal.
You know, when you're in the film industry, especially the independent side, you look to Sundance as a place that you love for your film to be premiered, because in the U.S., it is the number one place.
Though he only met the famed actor in passing, May said Redford did his best never to lose touch with real filmmakers despite his stardom.
But, you know, he would make his rounds, especially in the early days. He would go around and trudge through the snow and get into screenings. He'd often sneak in. You wouldn't even know he was there. He was highly regarded by the whole Sundance team. I mean, it's hard to imagine him not being involved. He was a storyteller, for sure. A prolific storyteller.
May is still making films. Next year, he's part of a group that will unveil Bucks County, USA, a five-part series on the nation's political divisions. I'm Boris Krauchniuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris, for that story. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. It's back to school time for all students lately, and a Misericordia University program for women and their children celebrated its 25th anniversary last week. WBIA's Sarah Hopius Hall visited the Luzerne County School to learn about the program and its impact.
Cassandra Figueroa lived in a shelter in New Jersey. She longed for a better life for herself and her two young children. She earned her GED, and 2 weeks later, she became a student at Misericordia University, with her children at her side. As part of the school's Women with Children program, Figueroa lives with other single moms and their children in homes owned by the university in Luzerne County.
I think that since we've been here, we try to like grow from what we've been through. We don't want to stay stuck in what happened to us before. Since I've been here, I feel like I've changed in the 2 years.
The program has helped almost 50 women earn college degrees. The university celebrated 25 years of removing obstacles during an event on Saturday.
I feel like we've changed and we try to grow together to be better, because when I graduate, you know, it's only up from here, you know?
Misericordia's program is the only one of its kind in Pennsylvania and one of eight nationwide. It empowers economically disadvantaged single moms to earn college degrees by providing access to higher education, housing, childcare, and a supportive campus community.
Because it may be the only doorway that opens that gets that person to that next step, and that could be a life-changing impact. So we can't ignore that.
That's Catherine Polito, program director. She stands outside one of four homes where women and their children live together. Scooters and cozy coupe toy cars sit on the large porch of the house. Where kids play, their mothers learn. Kelly Kama sits with her daughter near the dollhouse in the playroom. The moms share large bedrooms with their children, who go to daycare or school, while the moms attend class or work on campus. Riley is 3 years old. She tosses balls in the air, then grabs a toy plastic lawnmower. She pushes it from the playroom to the dining room to the foyer and back again. Kama is 28 years old, studying medical and health humanities and psychology.
You know, when you go to college, you don't expect to go with your child, but it actually gives a unique perspective. She's definitely my motivation.
With grants, donations, and other funds, the university provides housing and other assistance. The mothers are responsible for tuition, though scholarships and grants help make the costs manageable. They must work at least 10 hours a week, have a full-time course load, and maintain good grades. The program can accommodate up to 20 women and their children.
When you give people real opportunity and you believe in them and you show them that we will encourage you, we will have your back, they thrive. And so we try to change the narrative from diminished expectations to high expectations. And every single time I've seen them hit the mark or surpass it.
Denise Grief learned she was pregnant during her junior year of high school. She barely passed her senior year. She figured her future would include low-paying, part-time jobs as she tried to support her son, Mateo. Now, Mateo is 3 years old. He runs around the home they live in with three other families. And now she has plans. She's 21 years old, and she wants to be a physician's assistant.
It's definitely a rare opportunity. I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of it.
Reporting from Dallas, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. All right, it's Thursday, so that means we've got a fresh edition of Eventful at WVIA.org. Our weekly events feature highlights the great things to do in the region each weekend. This weekend's events celebrate the upcoming fall equinox with a fall and harvest festival. And there's a scenic bike ride on the DNH rail trail this Sunday. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more on that event.
Lynn Conrad said the 38-mile trail was hit with strong winds this summer that took down 300 live trees. She's the executive director of the Northeast Pennsylvania Rail Trail Council. Sunday's event supports trail maintenance and rebuilding lost funds from the initial storm cleanup.
So it took a lot of volunteers, and of course we had to pay for some heavy equipment to come in to move the trees so that you can even start cutting them.
The trail runs from Simpson through Susquehanna County to the New York border. Bikers can expect great views.
On the rail trail is a great place to see a lot of foliage. And especially when we go off the trail, you'll get views of Elk Mountain. So you'll see some mountain views in the distance, and that's where you'll really see some colors.
Conrad encourages people to join, regardless of their experience level.
Support a great cause. The development of a 38-mile trail that is great for a safe place to ride for families and, you know, all levels. And, you know, get out here and explore either on your own or to, you know, join a group and find some biking buddies.
Pre-registration is $20. Day of registration is $25. There's a beginner, intermediate, and expert ride planned for the day. Registration includes a raffle ticket and light lunch. The trail ride is this Sunday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It starts at the Forest City Trailhead. In Pittston, I'm Lydia McFarland, WVIA News.
Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the rest of the day. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org, including more potential weekend plans in this week's Eventful. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I've got one more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. A happy Friday Eve to all of you. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.